Hey, I want to tell you about a new mini course that I have. It's called the 5-Minute Shift. One of the most frequent questions that I get from people on social media and clients is, how do I stop feeling anxious? How do I stop feeling upset? How do I stop feeling angry at my spouse? How do I stop feeling a certain way and get to something that feels better? This mini course is to answer that question. It's a 30-minute video. You get a cheat sheet and the slides, plus a Q&A and a why this works video. But really all you need is the 30-minute video, the how-to. It's a process I use every single day, multiple times a day. I have clients who use it and have experienced huge changes in their life. And if you practice this method over and over again, I promise you'll be able to shift any emotion in around 90 seconds to about 5 minutes. So if you're somebody who feels like you get stuck in emotions, you stew in emotions, you spiral in them, and you really wish that you could get out of them and it didn't involve scrolling or eating or shopping or any of that, this is for you. It's $29. There's a link in the show notes, and I hope you enjoy it. Welcome back to Calmer Conversations, the podcast where you learn how to help your brain become a calmer place to be so that it's easier to feel exactly how you want to feel in your daily life. Whether that's feeling calm and confident, content, or even joyful, or just like you've done enough of the right things at the end of the day, or all of the above. I'm Cecilia Mandrick. I'm a certified life coach, yoga therapist, and founder of the Calm Brain Academy. If you're ready to shift the patterns of self-sabotage, procrastination, daily overwhelm, people-pleasing, and perfectionism, you're in the right place. Not only is it possible to change the conversation between your brain and your body, when you do, you'll change your life in the process. And you're one step closer just by joining me today. Ready? Let's dive in. Hey, and welcome to Calmer Conversations. I'm Cecilia, your host. Let's spend a moment getting grounded before we start today. Okay, so wherever you are, even if you're driving, if you're walking, you might reorient to where you are. That means you might feel your seat in whatever seat you're sitting in. You might feel your feet on the ground. You might take a few intentional deeper breaths, maybe making a sigh or sound for the exhale. You might let go of whatever it is you have been working on or need to work on. You might see if you could notice two or three things about the environment around you, like maybe the feel of the steering wheel underneath your hands, maybe sounds around you, maybe taste in your mouth or the temperature of air on your skin. Then you might see if you could notice two or three things within you. So a physical sensation, maybe a thought pattern that is present or has been present today, maybe an emotion that is present, perhaps the physical resonance of that emotion that's present. And then you might ask yourself, why am I here today? How do I want to show up for myself today? What support do I need today? And see if you could listen for the answer to that intention. Okay, so today I want to talk about nervous system work and the importance of it. For me, nervous system work is a huge part of what I do. It's really how I came into this world. I know a lot of people in the coaching world start with mindset work. You know, they start with learning about their brain and how thoughts contribute to how they feel and what they do. And I think that I love that. I love the intellectual cognitive component of this. And I think there's something underlying all of it. And I really appreciate that my foundation, which really started with yoga and breath work, was paved with this nervous system component, this body-based somatic component. And I think that this is important because I'll get into it a little bit more, but the thoughts that we think are really directed by the nervous system state we're in. And so learning how to regulate your emotions and be with your emotions is crucial for how you are in the world and who you are in the world and what you want to do in the world. And so if you're doing thought work without some nervous system work along the way, you might be having some success. And I know that a lot of people have had a lot of success, but I do think that this is such a crucial component of it that you're perhaps doing yourself a disservice or you're working harder than you need to with a thought component if you're not doing this. This is why in the Life Lab in my group, we have somatic sessions every week. And along with that, the conversations within the coaching and within the group lessons that we do are peppered with this understanding of your nervous system. Because your nervous system, the more you understand it, the more agency you have in the world, the more self-efficacy you have, the more compassion you have for yourself and others, you actually can, I mean, there are a million things. Anyway, this was prompted because one of my clients sent me a post on Instagram, and I thought it they just said it so well. And so I'm going to read it to you. And it's from this thing called the War Paint Journal, which I don't actually follow, I don't think. But I think that they said this beautifully. So I'm going to quote them now. "Teaching people how to regulate their emotions is crime prevention. It's addiction prevention. It's suicide prevention. It's generational healing. It's how we stop raising adults who explode, implode, or shut down at the first sign of discomfort. Emotional regulation is not just a soft skill, it's survival. It's the foundation of a society where people can disagree without dehumanizing each other, where accountability isn't seen as an attack, and where conflict doesn't always have to mean violence. You want a better world? Start with emotional education." And I think that you can personalize this for yourself and say, do you want a better life? And better not being even like qualitatively better, but do you want a better experience within your life? Start with emotional and nervous system education and regulation. Start in this place and everything starts to unlock for you. And I want to tell you what I mean by this. So if you are being, the way your brain works is it gives a lot of preference to survival. And that makes sense, right? It makes sense because survival is kind of important as a species, but also because we, our brains have ancestors, right? And they have reptilian ancestors in which survival is survival and survival in a kind of very rudimentary way is crucial. And so your brain is not designed necessarily for your thriving. You can actually hack your brain to be wired for more thrival and for enjoyment in this life. But you have to do that through conscious understanding of your nervous system and consciously working with your nervous system. So know that every time that you're presented with a threat, your brain is using its salience network, its past past beliefs, past experiences, its knowledge of the world to protect you and to try and anticipate pain in the future. And what this means for you is that you're interpreting things not necessarily as they are, but as your brain thinks they are, and as it's categorized them as important for your survival and for the maintenance of energy within you. And this means that you, without positively interacting with your nervous system, probably spend a lot of time in the sympathetic nervous system response. And that means you're kind of chronically in fight or flight to some degree. You're chronically like feeling this maybe overwhelm, maybe anger, something in that regard. Even people pleasing or perfectionism, those all kind of fall into this space as well. What this also means is that you're not actually anywhere close to your potential as a human. And I don't mean this as like a productivity capitalist kind of thing, but as like a enjoyment of life, creation of beauty around you, connecting with other humans and with yourself kind of way, which can also lead to producing things in the world, but really starting from that place of love and compassion. And when you take the time to understand your nervous system and get to know it and work with it, what you'll find is that you have a higher capacity for cognitive functioning. You have a higher capacity for creative thinking and producing things creatively. You have a higher capacity to connect with other humans. Like you actually gain access to being able to connect with other humans and understand other humans, whether they believe what you believe or not, whether they have the same background as you or not. You have compassion for them because they are other living beings. You have the capacity to hear differently, right? Your ear actually works differently when you're in this regulated space. You have the capacity to interact with your subconscious in a way that you can redirect what it pays attention to in the world, which changes what you actually see in the world. And if you listen to the episode where I talked about trucks and actually being able to see trucks driving down the road, big like dump trucks and things like that, that is exactly what I'm talking about here. But this all starts with nervous system regulation. So being able to regulate your nervous system and bring it back into the parasympathetic space is I think, one of the key... It is the foundation for all of this work, right? So if you're doing the thought work without the nervous system work, you're kind of working against yourself because it's harder to change your thoughts when you're in the sympathetic space. You also have different thoughts when you're in the sympathetic space. And so it would behoove you to figure out how to come back to the parasympathetic space more often. And we talked about this in a Life Lab call in which we talked about how you're not supposed to just be in the parasympathetic space, but you're supposed to return to the parasympathetic space pretty regularly throughout the day and spend the vast majority of your time in that parasympathetic space. That's the rest, digest, connect, create, think creatively, think compassionately, make connections with other human beings, that space. And most of the time, what happens is we get a little bit stressed, maybe we wake up a little bit late, and then we enter the sympathetic space and we don't know how to return. So we spend the rest of the day getting further and further into the sympathetic space. And our window of tolerance is generally getting a little bit smaller and smaller, which then leads to things like burnout. What you can learn how to do is recognize when you've exited the parasympathetic space, you've exited that like nice home, and you can be with yourself. You can figure out how to regulate. And when you figure out how to regulate, you bring yourself back. And this process becomes this like continual, like I'm stretched and I come back. I'm stretched and I come back. I'm stretched and I come back. And if you've ever done something like mobility work or yoga, you notice that the more you do something, the more your capacity to be able to do it. So when you figure out how to do a forward bend in yoga the first time, you might not even be able to touch your toes. But if you keep coming back to it and you do it with compassion and not force, you'll find over time you actually have a lengthening and a changing of your connective tissues, of your muscles, of your tendons, all these different things within your body start to shift and change. Same thing with your capacity to walk, right? If you haven't been walking and you've been spending a lot of time sitting down, the first time you walk up a hill might feel really hard, but you notice that if you keep doing it, you get better at it and your capacity to walk up longer hills, maybe even more quickly, increases. The same thing is true with your nervous system. The more you work with it, the more your capacity to come back to regulation and the greater your zone for regulation. So all of a sudden waking up late doesn't send you off on a terrible day. It's just something that happened that you now know how to work with. And again, when you start doing this on your own, what you do is you create a different experience for yourself. But what happens when many people start doing this, or even when you start doing this, you have an impact on the people you live with or spend a lot of time with. So like your friends or your family, you have an impact on your community and your work environment. And that actually starts to expand and expand. So the more you're regulated, the more you give the capacity for others to regulate with you and for greater regulation within the world. This has a massive impact. This is why I say this work is not selfish, that it is actually radically world-changing to do it, right? It sounds selfish. I'm going to spend a bunch of money on myself to kind of figure out how to regulate my nervous system, but it's not you just figuring out how to regulate your nervous system. It's you bringing more regulation into the world, changing your thoughts within the world, changing the collective beliefs within our society so that we as a world can start to shift and change in a different direction. So it all starts with you. It all starts with figuring out how to regulate your nervous system, so that these systemic issues that we're facing start to shift in the world. Most of us don't have the audience or the capacity to shift millions of people all at once, but you don't have to do that. If you focus on shifting yourself, you will actually start to shift those around you. It'll start with 2 people and then 5 people and then 100 people, and it will keep growing. But I promise, if you commit to doing this work and you commit to showing up for yourself, you will see major changes. It will be easier to change your thoughts, and your life will start to change in really radical ways. And if you want a place to do it, contact me about working one-to-one or joining the Life Lab. You can join. I just offered a trial to a couple people for about 3 months. So if you really want to come in and try it, come try it. Reach out to me. Let's schedule a time to talk. Let's do this work, because this is the way we change our world. This is the way we make big, big changes, starting with little changes within ourselves. Okay. I love you. Thank you for being here. Make sure you come get in touch. Reach out if you want to work together. Baby says it's time to go. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of Calmer Conversations. Take what you learned today and use it in your life. Even if it feels a little awkward or clumsy at first, remember these are practices and that real change comes from implementation. Then send me a message over on Instagram or TikTok and let me know what worked or didn't work. If you want to dig deeper into something from today's episode, all of the resources can be found at the link below in the show notes. If you like this episode, there's a great chance that you'll love working with me. Join my monthly coaching community by visiting me on Instagram or my website, www.ceciliabmandrick.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts, and I'll see you back here next Thursday.